Now, as we've been discussing, the fortunes of ACT leader David Seymour are firmly on the rise. The Ipswich MP has spent the last 6 years in a caucus of one, but if polling pans out, he could pull as many as 8 friends into the next parliament. Political reporter Joe Moyer jumped on the ACT bus in central Otago to meet the team.
Breaking in 3, 2. Oh, shit.
ACT leader David Seymour likes to have fun. There was the twerking on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. I tried dancing once and it wasn't amazing. Yeah. Maybe if I had better music.
There are the slightly awkward one-liners.
And I reckon some time in central Otago has got to be attractive when your own country's on the brink of a civil war. I mean, you can imagine the advertising now. Central Otago, no civil war.
And if you believe chatting about Shakti acupressure mats with a musician on the streets of Arrowtown could stall his campaigning, think again.
If you were like really thin-skinned, like, you know, so I was debating this.
You're not thin-skinned.
No, are you? I was debating this guy last night called Grant Robertson, and if he lay on one, it could just go. It would be terrible.
Ask David Seymour to describe himself. And suddenly he's a bit gun-shy.
I don't talk about myself, and I think that's rude. But if I was to talk about what ACT is offering, it is honesty, it's positivity, and it's a plan to get us out of COVID.
Whoever he is, the ACT leader's campaign is certainly helping his party rise, to the point that he might be about to shed the title of a one-man band.
It'll be a big change for me. You know, if this all goes the way the polls are suggesting, then, one of my challenges over the next 3 years will be to actually develop a high-quality caucus culture.
But who are the potential lawmakers sitting behind David Seymour? Gun lobbyist and number 3 on the list, Nicole McKee, was the face of the campaign against the government's gun buyback scheme. She's already faced the white-hot rage of modern politics.
I've had quite a few emails that nobody would like to receive. Of course, my home is out there as well, and my family have been attacked.
Have you received death threats?
I have received death threats. I've had the tyres slashed on my vehicle.
Northland farmer Mark Cameron is ranked 8 on the ACT list. After decades working the land, Mr. Cameron says politics has got personal for him.
I've been doing this for 32 years. I've buried too many of my friends. I've seen a lot of the language change in urban New Zealand that has slanted away from embracing rural New Zealand. I'd like to be part of the political machinery.
Number 9 on the list and licensed firearms owner, Tony Severin, is no newcomer. She's helped campaign for ACT for the last 5 elections, but isn't bothered about her list spot.
It doesn't really worry me because I'm here as a team player and you know, we've all got strengths and weaknesses.
Then there's number 6, James McDowell, also a fan of firearms.
So I love international travel, which obviously is impossible at the moment. I do a lot of photography. I'm also a member of a pistol club, so I like to do a bit of pistol shooting too, when I've got time.
The pro-gun crowd are a new demographic for the ACT Party, and they came out in force at public meetings down south. The party is attracting younger fans too. But unfortunately for ACT, some won't be old enough to vote.
Texting mum this morning like, hey, can we go talk to David Seymour? And just went up to the teacher like, you know, I'd like to go talk to David Seymour. And everyone was pretty understanding.
Well, it's a very relaxing drive and coming up to some tight corners where you could have some thrills and spills.
The ACT party bus has become a familiar sight around the South Island.
Not sure you can roll a bus at this speed, but anyone could do it, I reckon I could.
And with a chirpy David Seymour at the wheel, ACT seems to be overtaking left, right and centre. From central Otago, for Morning Report, Joe Moyer.